show, which hopefully will be out sometime in the near future. Let's see how it goes. Got an article coming out. I don't know if you saw it. I'm just kind of chatting here right now. Getting the hobby out of the bottom of the radio. If you have a lead, always contact me. I'm the cover radio at gmail.com. So I'm just sitting here chatting with you. Breaking the radio silence a little bit. Promoting the Undercover Radio t-shirts, benefiting Wounded Warrior Project. And saying hello. Letting you in on what I'm up to. And that's the new software I'm going to I'll play some of my own music. I've used a lot of pre-recorded tracks. I'm going to have to do a little bit on my own. See what I can come up with. The background music is kind of a, it's kind of like a movie. Kind of a key to letting people know that coming up next in the story or such a new story. And it works fine with pre-recorded music, if you remember that name. But I can get a program to work with and kind of create my own music, and it'd be even more amazing. Maybe a pipe dream as well. We'll see how it goes. I'm Dr. Ben Wake, you're listening to Undercover Radio. Pirate radio broadcasting from the middle of nowhere. Contact me at undercoverradio@gmail.com. That's undercoverradio@gmail.com. Yeah, we'll see how see if anybody's out there tonight. Underground and whatnot. See if anything's going on out there. Just that the antenna is working okay. That's just funny. There we go. So, oh yeah. Got a few people out there with me, it looks like. Let's check in. Dave Harris. And Bill S. Looks like good signal coming your way. And yes, I am on some, hopefully. And we can answer as well on USB. If you need to. Breath mode, hello. And BDM. Excellent. Looks like conditions are not too bad tonight. Chris Malinsky, thanks for checking in. Marco Pitt. My back pit. I think that's the first time I've read that correctly. This is Dr. Bentley, another kind of radio. Radio broadcasting from the middle of nowhere. And the emails are coming in. Thanks for checking in with nice email, BDM. And RGG, thanks for checking in. Anybody, look, I'm kind of pushing the Undercover Radio t-shirt, so if you get a chance, or if you don't have one yet, this campaign lasts another 11 days. I need to get 20 shirts out the door. So, I'd like to, let's see if we can hit that 20 shirts in the next few days or so. Close it up. And get ready to move on to the next project. Same t-shirt. But, hey, let's keep the filters open for a certain amount of time. I have not been promoting this particular campaign at all. It's my first time I've actually lot of people come to it and work. So, I know a lot of people have a tax feature. They sold 90 of the things, you know, and it was phenomenal. And I was in the room for 2 weeks. But I shut it down early so that anyone who wanted to wear it to Winterfest would have that opportunity. Hey, if you want to Winterfest, let me know. And if you have an Undercover Radio t-shirt on at Winterfest this year, let me know. I'm sure one or two people see it. Did. Kind of cool to hear about that. So send me an email at undercoverradio@gmail.com. Undercoverradio@gmail.com, and let me know. Checking the postings here. Oh, the booster link is www.booster.com/UCR. Booster.com/UCR. Grab yourself a t-shirt if you haven't already gotten one. Proceeds go to Wounded Warrior Project. Well, I guess this has been a pretty good couple of months. If you've got a subscription or have checked out PopCom, or what was PopCom, I guess they call it CQ Plus now, the electronic edition. There's a feature article. It came out pretty good. Feature interview with me. And it's pretty entertaining, I think. I think you'll enjoy reading it if you haven't seen it and you'd like to see it. I actually have it in a PDF. They sent me a PDF of the article. So if you're interested in getting a copy of the article from CQ Plus this month featuring Undercover Radio, just send me an email, undercoverradio@gmail.com. undercoverradio@gmail.com. I'll send you the PDF of the article. Pretty interesting. And I may switch over to upper sideband here for a second, because I know that has much more punch. So if you're listening in AM, I'm going to switch over to sideband. I haven't done that in a little while. I want to make sure things are still looking good. So, this is Dr. Memories on the cover radio. Get ready for UFC. Shitty band. It does the job, doesn't it? Sounds okay. The good news is that it cuts through noise and has a lot more range. So UFC definitely has its purchases. So, this is Undercover Radio, Dr. Benway. Making the switch to UFC on 6925. So, here we are. And, boy. Okay, just checking everything, checking the settings in USB sideband.
That's right.
This is Dr. Benway, Undercover Radio, sideband. I can't barely hear myself.
Nothing ever quite works right.
No matter how much you like. Yeah, that's probably right. Okay, so hopefully a couple people were able to... hey, Big Al. Big Al, if you made the transition over to sideband. Hey, thanks for the note with that sweet Dutch t-shirt. Hope you enjoy it. Turned out pretty popular. Turned out pretty good. You know, we had two colors. We had white and black. I figured to give people the option.
At the time, I didn't know they had a minimum number for printing of 20, and it was a little tricky getting those orders up for the white t-shirt. The black, of course, is by far the most popular. But as it turns out, we ended up with 30 orders of the white t-shirt, 60 of the black t-shirt. Everything turned out great. Everybody got their shirts. But right now, my other campaign runs out in 11 days. I'd like to get up to 20 shirts on this one because they won't print less than 20. If you don't hit that 20, they just give everybody a reason. I'm not even sure if they charge your card before they ship it out, but that's no. So they won't even charge your card. And BDM, thanks for joining me now with us. Sideman is doing well. Yeah, I keep forgetting to mention that. Been mentioning the booster link, so I guess I can tell people actually where they went to. It's booster.com/BDR. Current campaign is booster.com/BDR. Get on over there. Grab yourself an official one. Just have a radio t-shirt, any size you want. I'll come up with other styles. Okay. And we've got another check in the mailbox. Cody. Check in. Let's switch over to USB. Just to see that your hands are just fine. For those who just tuned in, I am Dr. Ben, Wave Undercover Radio. Just in here chatting a little bit, getting the cobwebs out of the transmitter, you might say, making sure everything still works. So just shooting the breeze. Thanks for joining me. Send me an email if you like. Interesting sound conditions are today. Not be too bad. I don't know. I hear there's a lot of weather going on in various areas. So that'll put a damper on things for many, I'm sure. But, so. My name is Dr. Benway, and you're listening to Undercover Radio, Pirate Radio, broadcasting from the middle of nowhere. And this month I had an article in CQ Plus, they call it, Ham Radio Magazine. I guess they had a big fallout, and everything kind of fell apart to keep the publication going. They kind of combined PopCom and CQ or monitoring times or something like that, all into one publication, electronic only. They call it CQ Plus, which you can subscribe to. If you'd like to see that article, just send me an email, undercoverradio@gmail.com. That's undercoverradio@gmail.com. And I'd be happy to send you that article. And coming up in the next month or so will be a new article in Radio World, another interview. I haven't seen any pre-release copy of it yet, but it should turn out pretty good. We'll see. I think it went pretty well as interviews go. Not many people have access. I mean, Radio World is, you know, the commercial radio industry publication. It's kind of freaky to have a pirate station in there. I don't know what they were thinking, but they seem to have a lot of interest in pirate radio stuff. thought I'd try to give Pirate Radio a little bit of exposure, hopefully good exposure, something not too abrasive for the commercial station to be clamoring all over the place, chasing after it. Kind of worded things in a way, but yeah, I mean, look, we're shortwave pilots, that's the bottom line. There's no commercial station shortwave. It's not like they're 7 inch. So if you're a Southern pirate, I should see what it's for. Without that. But we're talking shortwave pilots. You know, there's bandwidth. There's frequencies available. And, you know, I kind of suggested to the FCC they might consider kind of a little hobby band. Just a little bit of space on the shortwave spectrum. Don't need much, you know? Just a little bit. Where you could broadcast anytime you wanted, you know? You've got stuff like low power FM and all that. You know, that stuff costs money, and not only that, you pretty much have to be on the air all the time. I'm talking about a whole different realm. I would just call it hobby broadcast. We've got amateur radio, right? Why not hobby broadcasting? You know, that'd be fantastic. And, you know, the way all the commercial or all the government stations are dropping off to the shortwave bands like flies, there's going to be a lot of spectrum available. And maybe it won't reach a huge audience. But does it really matter? It's a hobby for us, isn't it? That's the bottom line. This is a hobby. So I kind of throw that idea out there and see what happens if the article gets published. Probably nothing. Hopefully it doesn't get the wrong attention. Anything's possible, right? I think it'll be good. We'll see. So I think within the next month that'll pop out. They do email. So hopefully the email, I'll get an email of it or something, and they'll forward a link to people that they can use to read the article when it comes out. This is Dr. Ben Wayne. No, I haven't had anything to smoke.
No, I'm not drinking.
Okay, maybe I'm drinking a little bit, but give me a break. I'm just having fun. Contact me at undercoverradio@gmail.com. That's undercoverradio@gmail.com. That's undercoverradio@gmail.com. If you just want to send me an email, let me know you're hearing me. It'd be great too. Let me check the posting, see what's going on. C-Train Radio. Thanks for the nice audio report. Yeah, I do much better on sideband, to be honest. It's just... Look, I'm using a... You know, with the radio I'm using, let's just say it works a whole lot better on sideband than it does on AM. And as we get into the spring and summer, it's going to be probably more important to use sideband to be heard. The noise level is getting higher and higher.
Rathman, thanks for checking in.
And, yeah, there's more t-shirts.
Booster.com/UCR.
Booster.com/UCR is the latest campaign. So please do order some t-shirts. And I'm glad that this t-shirt's our conversation starter. You know, I was going to wear that t-shirt to the event this weekend, but circumstances didn't allow me to get down or over that. I was really pumped that I was going to Mogafest in Asheville.
Mogafest? I don't know anybody who's ever heard of it.
Bob Mogafest. The
Asheville, North Carolina has the festival of the year.
I was going to wear my t-shirts around and see what kind of interesting conversation I would drum up. Not to mention, that town,
drugs,
conferences about,
I don't know, safety subject.
Yeah, my kind of thing.
Let's put it that way.
It would have been a blast. However, I did make it out there.
Maybe next year.
But you never know. You see somebody wearing an undercover radio t-shirt. Could be good old Dr. Benway.
Possibility.
Get your own t-shirt at booster.com/UCR. Booster.com/UCR. Yeah, that article
that I was talking about that I read,
that's actually... actually a feature article of Undercover Radio in CQ Plus magazine. So, interview of me in CQ magazine and you want a PDF of it, just send me an email. I'll send you a PDF of the story.
It's got graphics and everything.
It's good. FPE consultant.
Glad to hear that you are
hearing me well. Interesting little graphic you've got there.
Big Al?
Yeah. Yeah, USB is always a good choice for me. And, well, I'm glad that people are listening and everybody's able to make the switch over to listen to USB. Anyway, if you're wondering what the heck is going on, I just turned the radio on. Kind of get the cobwebs out. And just decided to chat with you a little bit. Say hello.
It's been a while.
Let you know that I'm working on a new show. Kind of put my studio stuff back together. So I'm ready to go. I've got two stories written in my head, I guess you'd say. So it won't be long, I don't think, before you see an all-new show. And I think the last show I did that was all-new, I mean, as a production show, was probably 2008, that long ago.
God.
Yeah, it had to be at least 2012. I can't believe 2008. I'd have to look that up. Anyway, hope I'm not boring you, but I'm just trying to move some electrons in the air.
See if anybody else has checked in here. Anything else is going on. If anybody else is even listening, check the email out.
Not much in the way of email. I don't know why, but...
That was interesting.
All right. Well, we'll have to drop it down here.
Hey, Lou. Thanks for listening.
And if I recall, you're up in New York, aren't you?
Good to see that I'm making a regular trip out your way.
And thanks for checking in. Just chatting with you a little bit, filling you in on what's going on lately. And what's coming up.
And with that, I think I'm going to sign off.
Yeah, definitely going to. We've got some sort of weather activity going on, I think. Maybe it's an idea to shut this baby down for a while. Anyway, for those who have purchased t-shirts, thank you very much. Please consider purchasing a t-shirt if you haven't gotten yours already. They're really cool t-shirts. You got them in every size. And they benefit Wounded Warrior Project. I need to sell 70 of these things. That's kind of why I got the on the air tonight. I haven't promoted this campaign. Closing out in 11 days. I need to get 20 t-shirts sold so that they'll print them. That's the minimum they'll print. And just want to make sure that everybody that wants a t-shirt gets them. Thank you, everybody, who ordered the t-shirt this evening. And hopefully some more will order t-shirts this evening. I gotta get out of here. This is, I gotta go. My name is Dr. Benway, and you're listening to Undercover Radio, pirate radio broadcasting from the middle of nowhere. Contact me at undercoverradio@gmail.com. That's undercoverradio@gmail.com. And if you'd like a t-shirt, official Undercover Radio t-shirt for $15, not a bad price. Go to booster.com/UTR. It's booster.com/UTR. And if you'd like a copy of the current interview article of Undercover Radio and CQ Plus magazine, I'll send you a PDF. Just send me an email. I'd be happy to send it to you if you'd like to read it. Other than that, I got to get out of here. Let's see who else is on, if anybody else has checked in. Just in case. Chuck, thanks. Just caught you there. And, haven't heard from you in a little while, so good to see you from you, Chuck. I'm glad the signal's doing well right now. I gotta shut down. I'll catch you later. This is Dr. Benway, Undercover Radio, pirate radio broadcasting from the middle of nowhere.